The Central College football team dropped its 2023 American Rivers Conference and home opener to Co-College Saturday, 19-11, in a game heard live on 92.1 KRLS. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from our broadcast, and we catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium in Pella for the American Rivers Conference and home opener for your Central College Dutch as they welcome the Co-College Cohawks. Wilkinson, the return man for Central, the only man back deep.
Oh.
High snap over
There's
the head of the punter, out of the back of the end zone. Safety, Central, they're on the board. It's 10-2 Co.
And just like that, it's a one-possession game, right? And, you know, we talked about it, and who does the lightning delay help? Clearly.
Cohawks have two timeouts left here in the half. Central has one. It's second and 10 from the Co. 20. Ketchum takes the snap, looking to the right, stepping up in the pocket, firing to an open, New makes the catch, touchdown Central! Ryan New hangs on, and the 20-yard score brings Central within two.
Ketchum did a really nice job. He stepped up in the pocket and just took his time.
Brady Ketchum, 4 of 6 for 59 yards and the touchdown to New. Now Mosk to try to answer. His pass tipped and intercepted! Central comes up with the INT! What do you know, Coach? The Dutch are right back in business.
Well, again, maybe it's our imagination, but maybe a step closer to the receivers and hit right away. The ball bounced up. We got the gratuitous hop. Nice catch, and we're in a position where, you know, even with a field goal to take the lead before half, and hopefully it'll be more than that.
Logan Sunvold has made 3 of 4 field goal attempts this year. He's got a long of 33. This is just a 20-yarder. Snap, spot, kick is up, kick is good. And Central has taken its first lead of the game with 21 seconds to go before intermission. Dutch 11, Cohawks 10. Co leading 16-11, snap, spot,
got
blocked
it.
Again! Central has blocked an extra point and now a field goal, and it's still just a 5-point game, 16-11 Co.
Big block to keep it at that 5. I think this gives us a better chance to get a stop here instead of them going up 11.
Fourth and goal from the 2 for Co, and Mata to throw for it. Under pressure, steps up, rolls to the left, fires, incomplete! Gavin Smith in coverage, and the Central defense gets a goal line stand to keep it a 1-score game. They're rolling with Caden Mata here in this fourth quarter at quarterback for the Cohawks. The sophomore reserve, play action fake, looks to throw, lobs it, and Fetterline intercepts it at the 45 and returns it to midfield. Cale Fetterline with the INT, and the Dutch are back in business.
First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Glover takes a snap, fires over the middle, and it's intercepted.
And sliding down with the game-sealing pick is linebacker Ben Ridenour, the fifth-year senior for Co. And it looks like the Cohawks will hang on. All right, final play of the game, potentially. Fourth and 4 for Co. Mata takes a snap, drops back. He just heaves it towards the end zone, and it's bobbled, and there's a penalty on an incompletion. And Co will decline the penalty, and this ball game will be over. And the final score is Co 19, Central 11.
Catching up now with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin following Saturday's 19-11 loss to Co in the American Rivers Conference opener. Coach, just first thoughts on today's ball game.
Yeah, there were some things that we did really well that I think that we've got to build on and feel good about. I think we got a tremendous effort. I mean, I think across the board, I mean, I don't question how hard our guys played. I mean, I think that they really gave it everything they had. It comes down to execution. And there was a lack of it in certain areas. And there was also a lot of it on display in certain areas. And that's what makes it frustrating when you feel like, you know, you've done some really good things, some things that you'd say, we need to do these things to win the game. And then you still find yourself in a really tough spot. So.
Well, you know, I think one of those, you talk about execution in a good way. Your defense holds them to 19 points despite being put in several very difficult positions. You got to feel well about how those guys play.
Yeah, I really do. I thought our defense played great. I thought we had a very good game plan. We were prepared for 2 quarterbacks, and we got 2 quarterbacks. And in fact, the guy that they kind of ran with at the end of the game, you know, we didn't, you know, he wasn't, We have less film on him than we did the other guy, but I thought we defended some things really well, never quit, bailed ourselves out of a bunch of jams, you know, stops on turnovers. Like, you look in the red zone, and we were great in the red zone, and that's something that up until like this season, the last couple of years, have been a real struggle for us, is a red zone execution. So I think that, I don't know what the stats say, but I think that we did a really good job in there, getting fourth down stops, blocking field goals, making them kick field goals. Just a tremendous effort. I mean, I cannot say enough. Really probably the thing that we kind of have to fix is we did give up some deep balls. And those were critical plays, too, that, you know, we can eliminate that from happening. Then everything else, I think people can feel good about.
Well, the four interceptions on offense, four turnovers on offense. What was missing offensively today, Coach?
We turned the ball over too much. We didn't go to the right guys. We didn't really mount much of a running attack. I mean, our rushing yards came from scrambles and that kind of thing. And there weren't a lot of things going in our run game. And we've got to do better there. And we also got to, if we are going to throw it the way that we're throwing it, we got to make sure we're throwing it to the right people and making the right reads. And there was a lack of that going on today, too. So, can't point the finger at any one guy because we played multiple people and there wasn't anybody that came out and just was glaringly better than the other guy. We dropped some passes, short ones, long ones, you name it. Those things can't happen. We gave up a lot of sacks. I mean, all the things that you do to lose a football game, we did. Turn the ball over, sacks, penalties. We had a lot of penalties and we had a lot of turnovers, a lot of sacks, some drops. It was not what we needed today.
How difficult of a loss is this for your football team now sitting at 2-1, 0-1 in the league?
Well, I mean, it's not what you want, you know, and, you know, you hate being here, but all you can do is, like, continue to play them out and play one game at a time and try and learn from this, grow from it, get better. I told our team, you know, this has happened in my 20 years. I mean, this has happened before. Where something like this goes on and you build on it and you improve, you become a dangerous football team. And I want us to do that. I want our guys to just keep battling and keep improving. We gotta really make some, you know, big and important decisions over the weekend and into early next week on a few things. Other than that, we can be a dangerous football team. We can be a really, really good football team. But it's going to take some work. But I believe in these guys, and I believe they can do it.
And then a quick look ahead to next week, Coach.
Well, I mean, you know, Luther's, they're a young team. I don't think they have big numbers on their team right now. It's up at their place. They always play well in Decorah. You know, we're gonna be coming off of an emotional loss. And we got to kind of get right. And we got to get our minds right. We got to get our emotions right, our composure. We've got to get our kind of plan ready, and we got to go out and execute it and be ready for a battle. You know, you want to control what you control, and that's what we can control right now is playing Luther and playing the best that we can against them and building on that.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks.
That's Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Final score, Co. 19, Central 11.